Luis Enrique must take a lot of the credit for that. And the result of it is that it was one of PSG's greatest nights in Europe.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, the latest from the Ireland camp as they prepare for their Nations League playoff against Bulgaria. Jimmy Dunn on rejecting interest from Northern Ireland. And the Madrid surface comes in for intense criticism as Arsenal lose to Real Madrid in the Women's Champions League. First today, the snow has given way to sunshine in Plovdiv, where the Ireland squad trained this morning ahead of tomorrow's first leg of their Nations League playoff against Bulgaria. Heimir Hallgrímsson has a fully fit squad to choose from. When asked about the importance of these two games this morning, the manager says it's important Ireland stay in League B.
First, doesn't matter, is my kind of my thoughts that we need to play good opponents day in, day out to develop as a team. And that is why I think Group B is important for us. It's different views on it, and I respect that. But I think that is really important to be and stay in Group B and play higher-ranked opponents. Experiment, yes. We have players that don't have caps, and we like to see them in action. And like I've said before, we call in players that we think are ready to play. And that's why we bring them in. So will we see new faces? Don't know, but we'll see. But it's also a time to give players a chance, correct. But it's not like we think we're going to lose anything or risk anything in these games. And I think as a group, we like to stay in Group B and compete against the better nations.
Hallgrímsson says they've used the 4 months since their humbling at Wembley to improve the squad.
Yeah, so we've used that time to implement kind of our philosophy, our principles, to implement that into this squad. If the question is, do we have a team? Are you kind of asking, do we have a team in mind to go forward? So that's, I think we're always knowing more and more, but it's good to have options to look at new players always and give them a chance to show. Everybody wants to play. And it's good to have a chance to look at players, and now we have two really good games in the summer as well to look at players, and we will always be doing that, even though maybe a starting 11 is emerging in our heads. We will always look at players and give them a chance to play, I'm sure.
With 10 goals and 11 assists this season in the Championship, Finazaz could be useful over the next few days. Hallgrímsson's been discussing the value of Middlesbrough's playmaker.
Yeah, I've said it to you guys before. The strength of him is finding spaces, finding these gaps, creating chances, scoring goals, and he has been on fire at late for Middlesbrough. So he's in a good place at this moment. So yeah, his job is creation up front, finding the killer pass or the goal. So yeah, that's his role in my mind, and really an impact player.
Jimmy Dunn is another player hoping to have an impact this week. 6.5 years on from his first call-up, the QPR defender is still waiting for his first senior cap, and the Dundalk man says his late father has informed his own resilience.
Yeah, my old man was a school teacher, GA coach. He was my manager, really, as much as a father. And I know everyone's family situations are difficult, and it was probably tough being away from my family from 15 years of age, and that changes family situations, and obviously losing them midway through the season was complicated. But he'd be very, very proud to see that I'm back involved in this camp, and I'm very lucky. I've got a really, really good family behind me, really good parish behind me, and I'm sure they'd be very proud. Yeah, my father's story was a story of resilience as well. His story was that he got hit by a car as a kid, and he had an unfortunate leg, and he actually wore shin pads playing for County Louth. So I think it's probably the only GA player to ever wear shin pads. But he had a story of resilience as well. So I'm very proud. I think that GA culture is something that sticks to a lot of the soccer lads as well coming through. So yeah, I'm very, very proud.
While Dunn waited for another call-up, talk emerged of a potential transfer to Northern Ireland, but the 27-year-old says such a move was unlikely.
Yeah, I've been asked to do it in the past. My granny's from Inniskillen, just over the border. So it's been an option, but to be honest, I don't know if you in Dundalk, you know, I don't think you can consider it too much. You know? Don't want to go missing or anything, so I'll stay put for it.
Reports from Bulgaria say there'll be an increased police presence in Plovdiv ahead of tomorrow night's game. Indeed, the city's mayor says alcohol sales will be prohibited in and around the stadium.
Coming soon to your Off the Ball podcast feed.
I'm nervous. Police will use tear gas.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
Saying we won after your team's won a football game is like saying I had sex after I'm watching porn.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Local, that's me, okay?
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things all the way through Latin America.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. Turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Available soon for free on the OTB app.
Vinay Slagers remains confident Arsenal can still advance to the semi-finals of the Champions League. Real Madrid made the most of an awful playing surface with Linda Caicedo and Antenia del Castillo scoring in a 2-0 win for the hosts. The game was played at the Estadio Alfredo de Stefano, where the surface curtailed Arsenal's style of play, according to their manager.
We spoke about it with the players before the game. We knew the condition of the pitch, so we had a plan for it. But then it's always hard because over a season and over time you work on things and you have an identity the way you want to do things. So then reality comes and these conditions come and all of a sudden you need to do things differently. So that's of course hard, but the players tried. So all credit to them for trying and the work rate. But again, I think we're all confident that we can do something against them at the Emirates at home because it's only halftime.
And Slagers isn't concerned by the manner in which Arsenal conceded those two goals.
A concern. It's something that we're always going to look at details we want to do better. And we always, of course, analyze how we create things and how we stop opposition from creating. So definitely something we're going to look at, yes.
Chelsea boss Sonia Bompastor says she won't be changing her approach as she aims to guide the club to their first European title. Chelsea travel to Manchester City tonight for the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. City will be without Bunny Shaw, who came off injured in the League Cup final defeat to Chelsea at the weekend. Bompastor admits that's given her side a boost.
It will be our mindset to attack the game, to be able to control probably a little bit more the game. I think the players are confident going into the game.
Dean Howson has done little to quell the talk of a potential move away from Bournemouth in the summer. The 19-year-old has been called up to the Spain squad for the first time as they prepare for their Nations League quarter-final against the Netherlands. Howson's enjoyed a breakout season at Bournemouth after his move from Juventus. As reported here on Football Daily a fortnight ago, there's a 50 million release clause in effect for the defender this summer. And speaking before that first leg with the Dutch, Huijsen has been asked about reported interest from Real Madrid. Huijsen says he turned down a move to Real when he left Malaga for Juve, but admits it's a source of pride when a team of Real's stature is interested. A number of Premier League clubs are also monitoring the teenager's status at Bournemouth, but he has said that the player he admires the most is Sergio Ramos. And Barcelona will stay at the city's Olympic Stadium for the rest of the season. It had been hoped they would be able to return to the renovated Camp Nou by last month, but the third tier is still to be built. The new pitch at the Camp Nou isn't going to be laid until late April, all of which has left Barca scrambling to renew their deal at the Olympic Stadium.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Look, nothing can make today all right. But maybe we can take some comfort from the brutal reality that the weak must make way for the strong.
Here is Bellingham, getting in behind, chopping back. Liam Scales brings him down. That's a penalty.
in the blink of an eye, the whole game changes. Yellow card, red card, England have fallen into a position of strength.
We probably lost our heads at this moment, leading into a second goal and a third goal. And from there, you can see we gave up.
Evolution marches on. The save is remorseless.
Leading in towards Harold Bellis. Oh, hello! What a debut! Off the bench to score for England. They're 5-0 up and everyone is smiling. Even Roy Keane.
Not everybody knows that is your future son-in-law.
Yeah, it's not done and dusted yet. Things can change very quickly in the Keane house call, let me tell you.
The save is remorseless.
5-0 England.
I hope the side's remorseless swing can bring some comfort to you all. Okay.